some of Hunterdon County. In fact, and we won't go into depth as to why it wasn't a murder, but I thought there was going to be a murder at Round Valley Reservoir, and I live right near the reservoir, and it turned out it appeared to be a murder, but it wasn't a murder.
Hide the kids.
Yep, this one we won't talk about on the radio, but there's so many, you know, fascinating incidents, and, you know, thank you for actually writing a book, because most of us think if we wrote our autobiography, it might just be an ego trip.
Well, you know,
honestly,
this has really been a journey, and I call it accidental because things happen, just seem to happen. I had no master plan, but it really, as you said in the beginning, weaving through the book is Linda's and my journey, overcoming obstacles and going through some struggles and making some decisions and moving along and always working hard and always being true to ourselves. And that's sort of been our code. And it's working.
Well, I also want you to tell the audience your definition of politics. I thought, I laughed for 5 minutes over that one.
Well, if you take the word politics and break it up, poly means many, and ticks are blood-sucking insects.
That says it all. But it does have, you know, it's interesting because although, and you're very kind, I think you could probably have attacked a lot more people, named a lot more people, but it's the flavor of what was happening in politics, what was happening in the law, what was happening in various counties.
Pat, you know what I call this? I'm an investigator, and I've investigated so many motorcycle accidents with tragic endings and tragic injuries. Anybody like me who's done a lot of investigations of motor vehicle accidents in my younger years hates motorcycles. I mean, I just see death riding down the highway. But that's just me. So I wouldn't put you on the back of a motorcycle to take you on my trip through my journey, but I would put you on the back of my memoir cycle, okay? And you can look over my shoulder as we ride through time, the last 50 years.
Well, and that's really what it was. And as I said, I truly enjoyed it, and I can see that so many different people would enjoy it for a variety of reasons, as I said. I mean, it wasn't the ego trip that I thought it might be when I first started reading.
Well, memoir, frankly. If you break down the word memoir, the first syllable is me, and the second syllable in French is me. So if you say my memoir, it's me, me, me. And when I realized that, I tried to avoid, I did this, I did that, I did the other thing, me, me, me. What I did was say, these are my observations. This is what I saw. These are the conversations I had. These are the people that I met, and tried to introduce you to them along with the photographs to go with it.
Well, and frankly, for anybody out there, it reads like a fiction book. In other words,
every word's true.
It's true. But it reads like it's fiction. In fact, I was trying to think of, could be a television program.
Oh, please.
Could be a movie. No, seriously. It really, and if people, it's not really a mystery book, but if you like mysteries, there's some stuff in there. If you, you know, if you like politics, there's some politics
in
there.
See, here's my wife again. I always thought Tom Cruise could play me, but she said maybe Barney Fife would be a little bit better.
Well, we're going to wrap it up now, and thank you all for joining us. And again, the book is The Accidental PI. You can get it on Amazon, you can get it on Barnes & Noble, or you can go on the website. But better yet, come on Sunday to Onorosa and meet the author and his wife, because I think you'll really enjoy it. And this is Pat Smits. We'll be back after the news. And, of course, this was the week that most of us stayed up very late last night, if we're true sports fans, and you know, trying to look at the draft. I mean, I can't believe that I stayed up the entire night. But we did, and I'll be back, and hopefully I'll be joined by the sports guys. Back after the news.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Audrey Strong.
A big endorsement today for Ted Cruz, with Indiana Governor Mike Pence announcing his support in advance of Tuesday's primary there. Cruz is in California today campaigning alongside Donald Trump and John Kasich. The White House says it's a shame that congressional Republican leaders are not taking the Zika virus more seriously. Terry Moore has the story.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
The thing that we know is that as we get closer to the summer, the risk from the Zika virus only increases.
The mosquito-borne Zika virus has been linked to birth defects. President Obama asked Congress for nearly $2 billion in emergency funding in February.
Well, and there's no reason that this should get bogged down in the kind of political gamesmanship that Republicans, for some reason, seem to delight in.
Earnest said Congress should not take another recess next week unless Zika funding is approved. I'm Terry Moore on Capitol Hill.
This is USA Radio News.
Get that flooring project done for less with exclusive deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get 20% off more than 50 varieties of North American and European laminate, like gorgeous Alpine Oak. We've lowered prices on our pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood floors. Wide Plank Solid Antique Oak is an amazing $199. Solid Hickory is just $299. And get beautiful Bellawood $1 off a square foot. Plus, more deals from 69 cents and special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
For the first time since dropping out of the presidential race, a former White House candidate is speaking out. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Jeb Bush breaking his silence in his first interview since dropping out of the Republican presidential race, telling CNN that he's hopeful GOP frontrunner Donald Trump will not be the party's nominee. Bush suggesting if Trump doesn't earn the nomination on the first vote at the Republican convention, he may not be the proper guy for the job. Bush also didn't rule out a future White House run himself, though, admitting this bid was, quote, my chance. Bush has endorsed Trump rival Ted Cruz for the Republican nomination. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hillary Clinton is taking a break from the campaign trail in New York today. She attended the Eagle Academy Foundation's annual fundraising breakfast this morning. Clinton helped in the opening of the first Eagle Academy location in the Bronx when she was New York's senator. This is USA Radio News. Breaking news online at usaradio.com.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at conservativetribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
The U.S. Supreme Court is keeping Texas voter ID law in place for now, the court denying a request to vacate a lower court's ruling on the measure, saying the 2016 election is too close. Texas had been involved in a lengthy legal battle over the law, which requires people to present a photo ID before they can vote. A Corpus Christi judge ruled in 2014 the law was unconstitutional, and the case was appealed to the Fifth Circuit. There's an amazing find in Spain this week. USA Radio's Tammy Rose has more.
Over 1,300 pounds of bronze Roman coins dating to the 3rd century AD have been unearthed by construction workers digging a trench in Spain. The ancient coins were found in 19 amphoras, a type of Roman jug, in Tamaras, a town in Seville province. Workers had been digging a ditch to install electricity to a park when they came across the incredible find. For USA Radio News, I'm Tammy Rose.
A group called the Language Creation Society thinks the Klingon language is real and that everyone should have access to it. The group is suing Paramount Pictures over its copyright of the language from the Star Trek television series. The society says it's a real language and therefore can't be copyrighted. Snapchat says its users now view a record 10 billion videos a day. The messaging service says videos are now a common form of communication like texting and photo sharing. This is USA Radio News.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Well, good afternoon. It's a few minutes after 5 on Friday, April 29th. I certainly hope my fellow sports guys are going to be joining me shortly. They're probably still sleeping after staying up all night to watch the draft last night. But let me just tell you a little bit about the weather, and if they don't get in here, you're going to have to hear my views about the draft. Well, last night, you know, it was cold, and it's continuing to be cold and a little bit nasty, and we're going to expect rain. Tonight there is about a 60% chance of showers and only about 41 degrees, so it's cold out there. Don't put your plants out yet. Tomorrow, Saturday, it's partly sunny. That's the best day. High of about 61 degrees, which is going to be okay on the cool side for this time of year. By tomorrow night, late, it's mostly cloudy, and then about a 50% chance of rain, low of about 44 degrees. Then on Sunday, about a 90% chance of rain, and a high of about 54 degrees. So Sunday's not going to be a good day. Sunday night, 80% chance of rain, low of about 47, so it's not going to be quite as cold. And then showers likely on Monday. So not a great weekend if you're going to get out there and do anything. Saturday is the day, but let's not get out there and really, you know, plant flowers yet. I guess we could plant, but not take the plants outside yet. And it's really even too early if you're starting them inside to, you know, go out and start hardening them off. So a couple more weeks, and hopefully next week is May, so we should have a, you know, April showers bring May flowers. And still nothing from the other sports guys, so I'm going to play one more commercial, and then I'm going to talk a little bit about the draft from last night. Since football season, for those of us who are really diehard fans, you know, starts, first we talk about the combine, then, of course, we talk about the draft, and I think some teams are going to be really pleased with their picks.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Well, we're back, and it's the sports guys, and so far the sports guys are me, Pat Smits, and those of you who know me know that I'm a diehard Green Bay Packer fan, and of course my Packers didn't get to pick last night in the first round of the draft until number 27, and they did not trade up. So that's where they were, 27. At least I don't think they traded up. There were a couple, I'm sure they didn't. I missed a couple, but I sat through most of it. And I guess it wasn't surprising that the L.A. Rams, now it is hard to say L.A. Rams rather than St. Louis Rams, but anyone who follows football knows that the St. Louis Rams are moving back to L.A., and if you remember, They played in L.A. for almost 50 years before they moved to St. Louis back, I believe it was around 1995. So here it is back 2016, and they're going back to L.A. It's always seemed strange that L.A. did not have a team. Really did. I mean, I know they're big in basketball out there, but it really did seem strange that L.A., as large as that area is, did not have a team. Well, they do, and they traded up with Tennessee Titans to get the first pick in the draft. And, of course, they no surprise, they took Jared Goff, who's a quarterback. He was a Cal quarterback. And that is not at all surprising. And it's interesting, of course, the there have been some really great quarterbacks that came out of Cal, of course, including my Aaron Rodgers for the Packers. And Aaron Rodgers didn't go until 24th in the draft in 2005, but he's certainly been outstanding. Another one I remember back in the 70s was Steve Bartkowski from Cal. But what we are going to see is the Los Angeles Rams with the quarterback Jared Goff. I don't think that was a surprise, although there was a question about whether or not I guess they could have picked Carson Wentz. And since he was number two, the Eagles traded up. And actually, they gave up a lot. I think that they really gave up a lot in order to get number two. And they selected Carson Wentz, North Dakota State, small school. I just hope that the Philadelphia fans give Carson Wentz some breathing room. You know, he's not used to that type of, fan. What can I tell you? I mean, no other team, I can't imagine other teams really like to go in. I know as a fan from another team, I really don't like to go to Philadelphia. But, if this whole thing with Bradford settles down, they'll be able to give Wentz some time to learn the trade. And frankly, anybody who questions that only has to look at Aaron Rodgers, who sat behind Brett Favre for a number of years and was really ready to take over. And we were so glad that he did take over because he's been a terrific quarterback. So let's hope that Carson Wentz seems like a very nice young man, and let's hope that the fit with Philadelphia is a good one. So what happened, the third pick was really rather surprising in some ways, that San Diego took a defensive end. There's always this saying that defensive players don't go in the first round, but obviously in this case they picked Joey Bosa. And he used a defensive end, played with Ohio State, one of the five Ohio State men that were picked last night. And he was also the big, I believe, I'm almost positive, he was the Big Ten Player of the Year. And actually, that was a good pick for the San Diego Chargers. I think that he's going to be a productive addition to that team. And obviously, all the teams. It's important for all the teams not to, make mistakes on that first and second round. So what about the Cowboys? They were number four. And Ohio State, they selected the running back, Ezekiel Elliott. And, apparently at least some of the commenters said that he was the best. Reminded a lot of them of, reminded some people of Emmett Smith, and that should be a good addition, good running back addition. And then, the Jacksonville was next at five, and they took cornerback Jalen Ramsey from Florida State. Don't know much about him, but obviously if he was picked number five, they see a lot of potential. The next was an offensive tackle. Baltimore Ravens picked an offensive tackle, Ronnie Staley from Notre Dame. And again, that was considered somebody they really need to shore up that line, offensive tackle, good pick. And by the way, these guys were so big. I mean, it's just amazing. The seventh pick was the San Francisco 49ers, and I don't recall if they traded up or not for that one. But they picked DeForest Buckner, a defensive end from Oregon. And, I mean, this guy is 6'7 and 290 pounds. I mean, some of these guys are just amazing. They all looked amazing as they were coming out last night. They were so, other than, some of the running backs, obviously, but the other guys were huge. The Browns traded up. They traded the eighth pick to the Titans, and so the Titans also had this eighth pick, and they picked an offensive tackle. So there's always a question, was Baltimore going to take Ronnie Staley? Maybe they would take Jack Conklin. He was the offensive tackle from Michigan State. Again, he was 6'5", or is 6'5", 308 pounds. Good football player. The commenters, I didn't know anything about Jack Conklin, but the commenters all seemed to love that pick, and so that was a good one. And one of the things that's fun to do is, kind of keep track of who are the first and second draft picks, and then take a look at how they progress. Not necessarily the first year with some of these guys, depending on whether or not the teams needed that slot, although, frankly, in this draft, it seemed like most of them really went after people they needed right away. Not the Eagles. I think the Eagles made a smart pick in not trying to put out a rookie. And let's hope they don't have to put out a rookie as their quarterback. He needs some time to develop, and I think that's really important. But as I said, what was surprising was all of the defensive players who were selected in the first round. I believe statistics would confirm that no defensive player was selected in the first round since 2011. So that's, usually they're easily going in the second, third, and fourth round. So the Bears at number 9, that was a trade with Tampa. And obviously the Bears wanted defense. And I have to tell you, I'm not necessarily real happy that they got the Leonard Floyd from Georgia, 6'5". He's going to make a real impact on the team. And then, of course, the other thing that happened, and it was nice to see, is there was a remembrance for Walter Payton. Any of you who ever saw Walter play, knew anything about him, knew that he was really a terrific guy. And his wife was there last night. And, of course, they also presented, there is a Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award that is given out every year. And this year it went to Anquan Bolton. And apparently well-deserved for everything that he's done in the community. And the other thing, the kids must have been thrilled because the Youth League Bears, that group of kids, that team came out on stage. And, of course, the draft was held in Chicago, and so these kids have to, be one of the best days of their lives to be able to come in and do that. Next, the New York Giants, they took a guy by the name of Apple, cornerback. Don't know much about him. Hargraves, Tampa also took a quarterback. Now, the interesting thing is one of the players, of course, that we thought would go very early, I thought would be very early, was Laremy Tunsil, and he was expected to go much earlier than he did. He didn't. He dropped to 13, and that was in many ways surprising. There was a video that came out, and I think it's very unfortunate. Apparently, he said that this is an old video. He's a tackle. Laremy Tunsil is a tackle with Ole Miss. 6'5", 310 pounds. I think he could, I don't know, you have to take a look at these kids, and they are kids, and some of what they do is really pretty stupid. And hopefully he's really learned his lesson, and I think, frankly, that the Miami Dolphins got a great pick. And might have been better if he went to another team. Miami can be a really tough place off the field for these guys. So might be, I always like some of these guys to go to Green Bay because it's a whole different atmosphere. And I think for some of these young rookies, they're not going to be tempted with the, the Miami nightlife, the, New York nightlife. And if John was here, I would tell him there's no nightlife in Boston. But certainly going to Green Bay is a whole different sense. It's a real family sense. I think that the players can't believe, the fans. I mean, they really are rallying around these guys at all times. And, of course, they can't go anywhere in town where they're not going to be recognized. Although, I have to tell you, I think that they don't get hassled. I think people are respectful. There will be people who will know them and will wave to them or, say hi. But I think Green Bay, I guess we should have someone on the program sometime talking about that. But I think that most of the players really love ending up in Green Bay. But Laremy Tunsil will be in Miami, and hopefully he can overcome what was going on and all the public, the video. Unfortunately, it should not have been put out there, but it was. So next we're talking about the Oakland Raiders, and they went with Carl Joseph as a defensive back from West Virginia. And again, 205 pounds. Good selection for them. The Browns were next, 15, and they picked a wide receiver in Corey Coleman from Baylor. And a number of the commenters thought he was the best receiver in the draft, so that was probably a good pick. And now, guess what? Now that I'm through about the first 15, guess who's coming in? John Manfreda.
Good afternoon, Pat, and welcome to the, I guess, day after Christmas, maybe? Day after the NFL draft?
I think so, and I've just been kind of going through my spiel about the draft, and did you stay up and watch it all night?
I watched some of it, and I noticed that both the Packers and the Giants got a B- for their selections.
Oh, really?
But, not to be outdone, the Philadelphia Eagles got a C+.
Now, see, I think
for their choice of the North Dakota. Name me the state bird for North Dakota.
I have no idea, but I think that I really think that that Carson Wentz might be a good pick, as long as he can learn and not be thrown out there right away.
Well, but that's the point. He was in a Division II school.
Doesn't mean he's not good.
Doesn't mean he's not good.
Look how Aaron Rodgers started.
But the competition level, he only played 2 years, only threw 600 passes at Division II level. He has a lot to prove, but if he has the physical skills, if he has the ability to grasp the defenses and the schemes, he could be a good quarterback. He certainly has the prototypical size. He's 6'5", I think, right, and 240, and has a cannon for an arm. But you can name 100 players who have gone through the system like that. So they took a huge, huge risk.
I think they did. But, when you say that the Packers were given a B-, I'm surprised about that because...
Well, who knows what the gurus know?
I mean, they took Kenny Clark. They were number 27. I think that...
What was a safe pick? Clark was a safe pick is what they're calling him here.
I think he was a perfect pick. Remember, B.J. Raji's not playing next year. They needed a defensive tackle.
Well, it was in part need, yeah.
But so who else was better at that point? Now, the only other thing that I thought I wasn't sure whether they take Clark or Robert, and I never can pronounce his name, Nick The Arizona Cardinals picked him. In other words, the Arizona Cardinals were 29, Packers were 27. So I thought that...
With the 29th pick in the 2016 NFL draft, the Arizona Cardinals picked Robert Kamich.
Yeah, I can't pronounce his name. That would have been someone that I thought... He was from Mississippi. I thought he might be picked by the Packers.
Well, this was a...
Troubled guy, I know.
But this was a draft very deep in defensive linemen. I mean, here with the 29th pick in the first round, he is described as a potentially dominant defensive lineman.
Right. He was
That's how deep this draft is.
He was number one in high school, and I think that he may have been lower than he would have been if, you know, remember, he, you know, fell out of a window after smoking pot. I mean, he had some personal issues. But he certainly is explosive, somewhat inconsistent. But going back to Kenny Clark, I mean, you know, 314 pounds, brute strength. And you know what? One of the things about Ted Thompson is he's one of the best at picking. He really is. So I was a little bit surprised that San Francisco at 28 traded up and now have no second-round picks.
Well, a lot of teams let their second-round picks go, and I think some of them may live to regret that. But before we get out of the first round...
we're not out of the first round.
How about... Well, we're talking about the second round. How about the Cowboys picking Zeke Elliott at number four? I mean, nobody seems to pick... running backs that high anymore, but the Cowboys believe that this kid is another Emmitt Smith.
I know.
And without offensive line, it's potential. He is potentially a game breaker and probably better than DeMarco Murray was 2 years ago.
Well, in fact, some of the commenters said that he was the best, and you're right. They compared him to Emmitt Smith, and... you know, what was amazing, now, there were five Ohio State players in that top 20. And then, you know, I mean, that I don't think there was any other school that had
No,
that
they
many.
Clearly dominated. That's right. That's right. By the way, the other comment on the Cowboys pick is that there were a number of other very productive backs that would be available in the second and third round, whereas... they let Jalen Ramsey go, the big corner, probably arguably one of the top players in the draft. He can play corner or safety.
But then as soon as Cowboys picked four, the Jaguars then picked him the very next
time. That's the whole point, that the Cowboys could have had him at four.
Right.
And he was clearly up there because on the very next pick, you're right, Jacksonville took him. So, you know, but it's so much of a crapshoot. You really can't evaluate a lot of this. I mean, there's a few can't misses. I mean, the top pick being Jared Goff, their rating is really a can't miss, significantly better than Carson Wentz, because not the least of which, he didn't play at a Division I school, or he didn't play at a Division II school like Wentz. And seems to have equally good physical attributes, but seems to be a guy who's ready to step in and play, whereas the word on Wentz is, you know, he might need a year or two.
Well, let's hope that some of these, you know, teams give these kids some
time. Well, if you come out of a D2 system, it's going to be very tough to adjust to the speed level of the NFL.
But, you know, I always go back, and I said this earlier, obviously Goff came out of Cal with, somebody like Rodgers. But remember how many years Rodgers sat on the bench? I think he's a much better quarterback as a result. Well, what do you think about the third pick, the San Diego Chargers? I think people were surprised that Joey Bosa.
Well, Bosa was predicted to go anywhere from 3 to 10.
And he went 3.
And he went 3. Again, it's a... some people think it was a bit of a stretch, but there's no question he's a can't-miss player.
And they needed a defensive, you know.
They needed defensive help, no question about it.
And the Packers needed defensive help. I mean, the one thing that they – I think somebody had said that there wasn't – there were no defensive players picked, selected in the first round since 2011. So, I mean, this was a very different draft in many ways.
Yes.
Now, what about Laramie Tunsil? I mean, that was you know, he really dropped down.
Well, he was the kid who
the video, yeah,
who had the problem, but he's claiming that he was hacked and somebody did an hour before the draft and an obvious attempt to tarnish him, his image, and it's a shame.
And you know what?
But he didn't deny the usage.
No, but the point is he passed drug tests, recent drug tests, and I think the Miami Dolphins got a real winner. I mean, if now, as I had said a few minutes before you got in, I think he would have been better going to a place like Green Bay rather than, you know, Miami is, if there are temptations, it's going to be in Miami or the New York area or L.A. You get these guys up in Green Bay. And
yeah, that's a fair point.
But,
yeah.
You know, it's he's got a lot to prove, and I saw an interview that Deion Sanders did with him, and I think he may have learned a lesson, and this could be really big in his career if he just knuckles down and great player. And I think the Dolphins think they got a real winner.
Yes. You know what's interesting? This kid, Paxton Lynch, was selected, I guess, by Denver late in the draft. And they're saying that this kid is every bit as good as those top two kids.
And the Broncos got him at 26, and they traded up.
Yeah. They were obviously picking last, and they traded up a couple of spots. I think what they did was they waited to see if he would fall, and he did, and they went for him. I think once he got past 20, 22, 24, because a lot of those other teams picking in that range weren't looking for a quarterback, so... You know, Lynch is 6'7", just, you know, like the guy that lost, Brock Osweiler. But he has great athleticism for a big guy and, you know, could very well be a very good quarterback in that system.
He actually could.
And they got him at 26. And this is why a lot of people are saying the Rams and the Eagles traded a boatload of picks to get to 1 and 2 to take guys. Well, the Rams, I think, more universally are considered to have gotten a very good, not necessarily a franchise quarterback, but a very, very good pick.
And I think
the jury will be out for a couple of years on him. But a lot of people were saying Paxton, I have no idea why he fell so low. Because
did they predict he'd be a lot higher?
I think they predicted he would go in the teens. I have no idea why he fell. I don't know.
Well, but obviously the Broncos saw something because they traded up for him. I mean, obviously they didn't trade up that much.
The only knock on Paxton Lynch is that he ostensibly is not ready to play. And if you're the Broncos, well, they got Mark Sanchez, but... you know, I think you're going to be looking at somebody who is going to be probably by the fifth or sixth game going to be in there starting.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I was watching that, and I wondered what Green Bay would do if Paxton Lynch was still available. Because as you know, their motto is we draft the next best player. Now, they definitely needed... defensive players. They definitely needed a defensive tackle. But it was interesting, you know, when Paxton Lynch had not gone by 25th pick, I was wondering if he'd still be there when the Packers were, you know, picking and whether or not they...
I don't think the Packers had any serious notions of taking
either.
A quarterback.
But, what would they do if... you know, they've had good success in taking a young quarterback that they bring along. But now Rodgers is going to be there hopefully for a few more years. But you never know.
I love the 49ers pick. They traded up with the Chiefs in the first round to take a guard at number 28, who some people had evaluated as low as number 62. Wow. I mean, a classic cow chip Kelly blunder. It's just unbelievable. The guy continues. That's why I'm so angry that Lori kicked him out. I wish he was still in Philly making mistakes.
Who did they take and where was he from?
From Stanford.
Okay.
But he's a good player, but not a first-round pick worth trading up.
Who was it?
They traded with Kansas City.
I know they traded up. Who was the name of the guard? Because I want to keep...
Joshua Garnett.
Okay.
And, you know, good defender, a good pass blocker, but, I mean, not a blue-chip prospect, you know.
But not only did they trade up with the Chiefs, but they now no longer have a second pick.
Yeah, Casey did very well with that.
That's big not to have any second round picks because there are a lot of guys still good guys.
Oh, absolutely. Early second round, a lot of those guys could easily be first rounders. So, you know, it was an interesting draft. Of course, New England didn't pick at all because they had forfeited their first round pick.
What did you think about the Seahawks? They got the
Seahawks made out very well. They did
Jermaine
well.
Ifedi and you know the tackle from Texas A&M. I mean, again, when these guys were all so massive. I mean, when they came out of the stage, and, you know, they were just unbelievable. This guy is 6'5", 324. I guess the interesting thing is what came out of the combine too.
Yeah, that changes things.
That really did
time.
Change things, apparently, in this draft, big time. Now, of course, the Packers, I think their next pick is 58 in round two. So, you know, and there's some real, you know, sad stories that came up. And, you know, but they said Denver targeted, and they did say that both Dallas and Denver wanted Paxton Lynch, and so that in the end they were both trying to trade up in order to get him.
Well, I think the Cowboys, and rightfully so, are very concerned about Romo and his health. You know,
they didn't think Paxton Lynch was good enough to go.
Well, at number four, I think they thought they had a chance to get what could be a dynamic player on offense, and they need to take the burden off of Romo. I mean, he just can't take those hits. You need a big running back to hand the ball off to. I think you're going to find Dallas will be running on first down, running on second down, and maybe third and short. They don't want third and long plays because Romo just can't take those hits anymore.
Well, and we certainly saw with the Packers when they didn't have a good running back.
Yeah.
It really makes a difference. Yeah. It really puts that pressure on the quarterback, and how many sacks that one year that poor Aaron Rodgers experienced. But what did you? I don't know if you knew anything about is his name, Miles Jack. I know he was expected.
Yeah,
to
he's the guy.
That
he had a bad
go,
knee.
Did not yeah, he, go first round.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he had a bad knee, and they're just concerned about his durability. So, you know, again, they make these evaluations and, you know, it, who knows, you know, in very many of the cases, they're wrong. Now, what about the Jets who took an outside linebacker where they're already very strong and Paxton Lynch was still on the board?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't, you know, I missed that pick. I think I was going out to get something to eat or something.
Really amazing.
What number were they?
They were picking
12.
They were picking 20th.
20th. That's
and
right.
At 20th, I don't think Paxton Lynch would have been a bad selection to give them some leverage and so forth. I think they feel that with Geno Smith and Bryce Petty on the roster, he wasn't much of an upgrade.
Really,
I think that Bryce Petty has a good feeling. That kid, you know, he came out last year from Colorado. I think I can't remember. or was he the Baylor kid? Baylor, I think. Very good. He has a bright future, but he may be another 2 years away. Well, Geno Smith, you don't know. In other words, Petty wasn't a big enough upgrade to what they have, and I think that's...
Well, if Bruce Petty is that good, I mean, Bryce Petty, I really don't... I didn't follow him at all, so I don't know. But, you know, I'm a big believer, and if you get somebody good and you're bringing him along, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So what do you know about Pittsburgh's pick? They picked 25.
I think, you know, again, they're a very good evaluator of talent, and they needed a corner. So, you know, they got Artie Burns out of Miami. Looks like it was, you know, a good move for them. He has the physical skills, product of a good program at Miami. They're saying he was a very good value pick.
Well,
for the Steelers at 25.
And you know, he, I knew a little bit. In some ways, I didn't know about him, but in some ways, personally, you know, what a history. I mean, this kid, his mom died last year, dad in prison, father in prison. I don't know if he was ever around. He had two younger siblings that he's raising. Or help raising, and he has a baby. So this guy should be really out there.
This guy has certainly understands life.
And he should have, you know, the real, you know, Pittsburgh is probably a good place for him, and he should have, you know, he should have the work ethic.
You would think.
You know, but what a, you know, what a tragic history.
Yeah, and sometimes you have that, you know, with incredible people who are able to overcome, you know, long odds.
But, you know, it made this kid jumped into an adult much sooner, which, you know, that I think is some of the problems with some of these young rookies. All of a sudden they have all this money thrown at them.
They
have all of this other, you know, stuff thrown at them. And, you know, I think it can be hard for many of them to, you know, settle down and, you know, really work into the pros. And I guess it's also interesting to see where some people make that switch from college to the pros easily and others just never make it.
Yes. No, there's no question about it. And, you know, with half these guys, you know, within 2 years, you know, they probably won't even be in the game anymore. It's very much a crapshoot, you know, and at least these kids have gone through, in most cases, 4 years in a decent program. Think of how difficult it is to draft in hockey when you're drafting 17 and 18-year-old kids.
Although, do you think that's happening as much anymore now?
Well, they're drafting more college players who have gone through a program, experienced, you know, particularly if they come from either the Western Collegiate Hockey or the East, where the competition is the best. I think that you're right. They're drafting slightly older kids now.
Well, and I think the other thing is these kids, even I wasn't aware of that until I found out my grandson is going to do it. You know, he's going to go in and play hockey for at least 1 year before he goes to college. You know, that there's that whole league of kids that do that. You know, just to become even better, to, you know, make it in a college in a better program. And, you know, I guess some people would say, well, they're not as good. But from my understanding, these are really good hockey players, and they're just taking that extra, what they call a gap year, to even become better. So I think what you said is true, but I think it's changing. I mean, I really do. And, of course, now, isn't there a new rule or a rule in football that you have to go to? You know, you can't draft right out of high school. You have to go to college.
I think they're trying to pass that rule. I think they're trying.
They've not passed it in college because I thought they had with the younger players.
You know, I'm not sure, Pat. I'm not sure.
Look at every one of these kids in this first round came out of a college, and I think everyone in the second round. And we'll see. That'll be interesting to see if anyone didn't come out of a college.
Yeah.
And, you know, frankly, I hope this kid makes it with the Eagles. I think he might be better off with another team, but because the Eagles are...
He is certainly stepping into a pressure cooker situation.
He is.
team that's never won a Super Bowl, team that's been frustrated beyond belief the
and
last 3 years.
Fans.
Has terrible fans. Yeah.
Terrible fans. Which I think can be really tough on a young
Absolutely.
Player.
Absolutely. There's no question that has an effect on a player's development.
I think that, this kind of a kid, if he went to Green Bay and everybody loves him, it helps. I'm sorry, but I think it helps. And not that they let these kids slough off and not that they don't want, perfection, but I think they're a little more forgiving. At least that's always been my experience. So let me play a couple commercials, and then we'll be back and kind of wrap up in a few minutes.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, law offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Okay, we're back. We're back with John Manfreda and Pat Smits, the two sports guys. We've been talking about the draft, and it starts again tonight at 7 p.m., second round. And this has become, big television.
It's a big media event, Pat. I think people are so invested emotionally into the teams they root for, and they are grasping for anything they can latch on to that would suggest their team's going to get better quicker. People are looking for a fast result, big pick, a young infusion of talent to help get their team to the next level or back to respectability.
Well, what I also think it is, to some extent, is I'm enjoying, especially obviously, trying to see who's getting picked in my division. Not real happy that, Detroit and Minnesota seem to get some good picks. But that it does also make it easier when you're watching the games to see what some of these young rookies are doing when they're in the games and playing the games. And so I found it interesting from that standpoint, especially if you don't watch college ball. I don't tend to watch college games except Big Ten games. So, and it was very interesting to me to see how well Ohio State players did. Not surprising, but they really did. I mean, you had five in the first round, and there are a few more.
I think
that
set a new record, right?
I don't know if it set a new record, but I mean, it was certainly impressive because I think the five all went in the first 20 picks.
Yeah.
And, you usually expect, I don't know, have there been more from UCLA or, there's certainly usually a number of them from UCLA. But I think the only, maybe I'm wrong, but I think the only other Big Ten player was one guy from Michigan. Nobody from Wisconsin was selected. Nor were they expected to be selected. So that what I think there was there just one guy from Notre Dame, I believe?
Yep. They had one pick, but they haven't had a pick in years.
Yep. Well, Jack Conklin went to they traded that pick to the Titans, and they picked him from Michigan State. And I think that's a good pick. I mean, I saw him play a couple times, and you know, that's a good pick if he, you know, pans out at all. And then, of course, the other news, recent news, is that Charles Woodson retired. He was a longtime Green Bay Packer.
Yeah.
And
wasn't he a longtime Pittsburgh Steeler?
Was he?
I think he was a longtime Steeler.
With the Packers.
Yeah, I think he went to the
He went to Oakland Raiders.
Oh, he was a Raider, not. I thought he also spent time in Pittsburgh as well.
Maybe. I just remember him.
Yeah, he just spent the last couple of years, I think, in Green Bay. But
no,
I think he
no,
was.
No, no, no. He went the last couple of years he spent in Oakland.
Oh, okay.
I always wanted him to retire as a Packer.